This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the Aloe Fiber Studios. I am Tanner Schwint, and that's Brian Gary over there. Angel Padilla doing the production work as March Madness gets underway today, starting at 10 a.m., and it won't stop until about 11 tonight with all the games going on. Arguably the best 4 days in sports are upon us.
I love the opening. I mean, it's cool when it gets down to the 16 and all that. Sweet 16's fun, mm-hmm. and it keeps getting fun.
Yes.
But I don't think there's anything better than the opening weekend when it's game after game after game after game. It's fantastic.
That's right, and we'll have all those games for you here on KFK. Hey, we were talking to end hour number two there about who the odds-on favorite, who are the betting favorite to win the national title. Houston is the betting favorite to win the title this year, the national championship.
They're the betting favorite.
They're the betting favorite,
right,
which normally means they're the favorite in most people's mind. That's where the money's going. That's where people think who's going to win it. Houston leading the way.
All right, but Bama is the overall number one seed going into the tournament, correct? Didn't they finish the year ranked number one in the nation?
I think so. They went back and forth with Houston on that last month or so.
Yeah.
They did beat Houston earlier in the year in, like, November, so take that for what you will. But Houston obviously is a very good team.
No, they are. Sport had chimed in and said Alabama is the overall number one.
Yeah, I think they won once. Like, they were the overall number one seed. I believe that is correct. But
Houston lost in their conference tournament, and Bama won there. So.
Yeah. So how the betting odds go is Houston number one, followed by Alabama, Kansas and Purdue, and UCLA sitting there tied for third right now with Gonzaga right after that.
I did something I did not want to do and swore I would not do, and there's no way it can happen, was I had all four ones going to the Final Four.
Did you?
And that's it. I tried not to.
Yeah.
I just tried to find ways for that not to happen, and this was one year I felt really strongly about the ones being there.
I've got three of the four in. I've got three of the four in there,
yeah.
In the Final Four. I've got Purdue losing to Duke to get in, Duke taking it all the way to the Final Four, which would be just crazy, and which is so stupid of me. Like, because I've been sitting there reanalyzing my bracket throughout the course of the morning. Like, if Duke makes it that far, they're just going to go win the whole damn thing. Like, you know, if they just go on that crazy of a run and make it that far, a team that hot's probably just going to win it all. So the fact that I don't have them winning it all is probably stupid by me.
The thing with Duke I'm curious about is how do they handle the pressure and the legacy of their program
right.
without Coach K?
No, that's a hell of a question. That's a hell of a question.
Yeah, that is. That's
it's one thing to be in the tournament and then, you know, maybe advance to a couple rounds, but if they get to the Sweet 16, how do they handle that pressure?
That all of a sudden it's on the shoulders of, damn, we're Duke.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Who's the lowest seed that you have advancing after past the first round? Did anybody pick a third? You picked a 14 seed, didn't you, Angel? Did you take Montana State over Kansas State?
I did. I had Montana State winning their first round game, losing to Kentucky, but
you realize that's just absolutely insane, right?
Is it?
It is.
I've watched a lot of Montana State the last few years.
I know. I've watched a lot of Big Sky basketball the last couple of years. They were in it last year. Go look up how they did in the first round last year.
How did you end up in the pool
last
year?
I'm saying, but yeah, Montana State's one of the more rested teams. They haven't played in a while.
They have the ability to play with these caliber of teams.
I don't think so. I don't think they do. I don't think, I think if anybody was going to, which just sounds absolutely ludicrous now, if I could pick one team to represent in the Big Sky tournament, it would be Eastern Washington. Because they can score. They can get up and turn it into a track meet and go do it. But they got bounced by NAU and Montana State gets in. But can you look up how Montana State did in the first round last year? I'm not trying to get you to change your pick, but I'm just trying to get you to change your pick.
You roll with it.
I don't see it happening.
I believe in feelings.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, hippie. I'd never known that about you.
They lost to Texas Tech 97-62. Texas Tech was a 3 seed.
Yeah.
And very, very good team last year.
They're also facing a 3 seed this year.
I don't know about Kansas State.
35-point loss last year in the first round doesn't scare you at all?
No, it's a new team.
I can see your face. You're a little bit worried about that pick.
I've been confident on that pick since day one.
Are you gonna put your money where your mouth is?
No.
Okay. I was just wondering.
But I've convinced like friends back home that Montana State's winning this game.
No, why? Can you convince everybody else in the bracket pool here?
Now I'm going to be cheering for them big time. I'll
cheer for them, 100%.
Why do I want Duke to get eliminated right away?
Because of everything you were saying?
Actually, you talked me into Oral Roberts. Yeah, no. No kidding.
Didn't you pick them too?
In my very first bracket, I had them in like the Sweet 16.
Watch it happen. Didn't they make a run at it years ago?
I think so. They're one of those teams that they'll pull off a couple of round upsets.
That's the thing about this tournament. You've got to look at some of these, you know, conferences that are generally overlooked, you know, for the most part. Now and then pump out a school that, you know, if it were playing in a different caliber conference or had a more, you know, intense schedule, would have done really well.
Yeah.
But you can only judge them by who they played, but then come out and all of a sudden, you know, like a Stephen Austin or one of these, you know, colleges in Austin Peay, you know, or something like that, you know, Steve Austin University. Suddenly one of those things comes out and they have this incredible run.
It's few and far between.
But it does happen.
It does happen. With you saying you've got all four seeds or all number one seeds in the Final Four.
Yes, I did say that.
Do you know, like in your heart of hearts, that you're probably wrong on that?
I know that historically that just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
But I also know that when I looked through it and looked at each game, I just don't see them not making it.
Yeah.
I just don't. I can't look at any matchup and go, no. You know, I think this other team could do it. I just felt, again, I know absolute crap about college basketball. I just know historically I've watched it and what schools have done in the past. So I know Purdue, I feel very strong about that one. I feel strong about Kansas. I feel strong about Houston. I feel strong about Alabama. I just don't see any of those going down.
This is
I tried to find a way for Purdue to go because they're the one
Duke.
That could either win it all
Duke.
Or they could end up getting eliminated.
By Duke.
Okay.
They could. Sorry. They could. Mysterio, who cares about basketball? NCAA Wrestling Championship starts today, the real March Madness. Mysterio, if you don't care about it, why are you in the bracket challenge, first and foremost, is my question to you, because you're already in there. Also, the millions and millions of people who will be watching and gambling on it care about this.
I get your statement. He's big into wrestling, and wrestling is...
Shout out to the two UNC guys.
Yep.
Three now. There's a third that got added in there, I believe. So
really?
Shout out to the three UNC guys headed down there. I believe it's happening in Tulsa is where the wrestling championship.
I think Andrew's a two seed.
I think
in
so.
In their brackets.
Yeah, Andrew Lear is. I mean, I think this is the year that he goes and wins it, 100%. 8:14 the time now. It's Good Morning NoCo.
By the way, there was one year that four number one seeds made it to the Final Four.
When was it?
2011, I believe.
Yeah, that. I like that you've got an independent fact checker right
so
there.
So do I. Thank you, sport.
I like that. He's right there for you. Yeah. But, you know, once it's happened once.
According to sport. All right. I don't know what his...
Why not twice, baby?
We can look into it as well.
That's right. But we can also look into getting a hold of Kane Doolin, McQuinn, and Young, or you should, if you've been injured in a car accident.
These guys have really impressed me.
Me too, because they really have.
When you brought them on as a client, they really deal with being able to take on, you know, the trucking companies mm-hmm. and these kind of things that have had some negligent drivers and those type of things. And I'm like, man, I don't know how this is going to go. You know,
yeah.
And then it's, well, Jerry was a part of this, you know, all these, Jerry talks about them. Then you get to meet them.
Mm-hmm.
You get to hear what they're all about. These are fantastic folks.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so proud to have them on the show.
No, listen, I was raised for a hatred of personal injury lawyers. I mean, for coming from a trucking family, you know, you see all those where the trucks are always at fault, right? I was raised to just truly dislike Frank Azar and the rest of them. I just cannot stand their ads, even when they come on now. These guys are different, and that's the only reason we wanted to partner with them, because they are different. Kane Doolin, McQuinn Young, trialproven.com. Again, trialproven.com. Guaranteed to get back with you within 24 hours for a free consultation. Call 303-246-1111. That's 303-246-1111. Trialproven.com. 8:16 the time. It's Good Morning NoCo on North Dakota's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFK.
Looking.
I love that Angel knows to not throw it to us until that's over.
Yeah, there's certain parts we have to hear that you just can't talk over.
We sing right during them, too. So he's saving the people from our singing. Well done by Angel.
Thank you, Angel. Thank you very much. Hey, diving back in, what, you just have that smirky look on your face.
I'm excited about this story.
All right, well, this I never thought would happen, but I think we're about to defend Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah.
All right. Not that, I mean, I'm aware of The View, and I've been stuck having to be in a waiting room or something, you know, going to a doctor's visit or something like that where it could be on in the background.
I'll look at my phone.
Sir, no, I know, but I'm just saying that it's been on. It's not something that I definitely, you know, spend time for, but you can't help but be aware of it and hear of things that go on.
Right.
On the show.
In my opinion, they just found some of the loudest, dumbest people together and put them together on a morning show and said, hey, go ahead. Go scream about things.
Well, that's my opinion. Doesn't that sound a lot like a lot of the news network shows?
Yeah, this one for me takes the cake.
Okay. Well, anyway, the talk. Whoopi Goldberg seems to about every 6 months or a year lately had to defend herself or, you know, say something that somehow offended somebody. Well, now she had to go out and make an apology for saying something that has been said to be culturally insensitive when she was having a discussion just Wednesday on The View, talking about the Donald Trump Stormy Daniels thing and all this and just everything going on with it. And she was referring to Donald Trump's political base as people who still believe that he got gypped somehow in
Don't
the election.
Say it.
I did.
Let's say, okay, let's pick right now. What of those words did you find? What words is offensive there?
Apparently, it's gypped.
Oh, I thought it was he.
He, no, and that, again, you just don't know which one. Again, can I say people?
I don't know.
I don't know. Can I say election?
Could have been Trump.
Yeah, Trump is, that is insensitive.
But I know that apparently this is one of those words now derived from gypsy and so forth that is some kind of now very offensive. And I haven't seen a parade of gypsies outside the station protesting yet.
I'm
waiting for that to happen. I would kind of bring that on. And look, I try to take in the sensitivity of people's feelings and everything, but at times you just got to say, would you just shut the hell up?
Yes.
I am so tired of all the whining, complaining about this offended me, that offended me. I find this wrong to you know, the people I identify with, or I find that wrong. Tough crap. I mean, the world is throwing all sorts of stuff out there. It's been around since time began that you're going to have to work your way through some things. You're going to have to harden up your skin a little bit, and not everything is going to feel good.
No.
All right? We're all going to have to face that in our life, and we're going to have to deal with that, and that's the way the world is. Are there things we could be more sensitive and understanding about? Yes, and I think we make great strides towards that and continue to do so. But this, to me, is just getting really carried away.
It's stupid.
What group of people are offended?
Apparently gypsies. It's stupid and it's absurd. And the reach of this, and again, I cannot believe I'm sitting here defending Whoopi Goldberg. I can't believe it. But the point where we've gotten to is ludicrous. It's insane that we are doing this. I'm just going to say it. I don't give a damn about your feelings on a lot of things. I just don't care. On a lot of things. You can have your feelings. I don't expect you to, you know, well, like your friends and stuff. I'm pointing right at Brian right now. I care about you and things that the people that are close to me.
But
you random stranger on the street, I don't give a damn how you feel. I don't. I'm sorry.
I do. I care, but within reason.
100%. I don't get, and I don't expect that random stranger to care about how I feel about certain things. Oh, that's one specific topic you shouldn't touch on. I don't care. I think people should be able to, for the most part, say what they're going to say in comedy, in whatever, in your normal day, your normal life, using the term gypped. And my favorite is, Well, that's like the same as the N-word. Well, we're sitting here saying gypped. We're not saying the N-word. There's a big difference because you hear that comparison all the time. That's like saying the N-word. That's like saying... No, it's not. It's not. And people try and compare the two, which is hilarious to me, the hypocrisy. Because when people try and compare the two, it's like, okay, no, it's not. Because I don't... Gypsies didn't have to go through the slavery that happened here. They didn't have to go fight for rights to be treated as people here. And so you're demeaning the fight for the African Americans in our country by trying to compare this to that. And just the hypocrisy that comes out of this is just insanity to me. Just absolutely insane. But apparently, just so you know, gypped is somehow socially insensitive.
Can you still say gypsy?
I don't know. Maybe that's a slur, too.
You know, I'm not sure. Cher probably had a song, Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves. Does that just now have to be, Tramps and Thieves? I don't know.
Because out of the three of those words, gypsies is the most offensive.
Fleetwood Mac, wasn't it? I'll be your...
Gypsy. Isn't that the name of the... Wasn't that the name of the album? Or am I wrong on that?
You're wrong on that.
Okay, yeah. That very well could be.
Okay.
Nonetheless, there's your defense, Whoopi. Don't say we never...
Didn't expect to hear you ever do that.
Yeah, no.
But this was one I get to the point where I can take so much and I understand change. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. I don't want anyone to feel bad. But we all do sometimes.
Yeah. Don't say we never did anything for you, Whoopi. There's your defense. 828, it's Good Morning NoCo. We'll be right back.
It's 8:30 on your Thursday morning. Hour and a half to go till it's officially Friday. Well, at least for me anyway. I know it is, you know, we're getting there. We're getting there. Habba Jeebus starts for me at about 10 o'clock this morning as the NCAA basketball tournament gets underway. And I'm going to kind of check out for the weekend starting today at 10. Looking forward to that. Hey, the weather definitely affecting things today. It is really, really windy out there. And don't expect for that to leave anytime soon. The winds are going to stay whipping and probably intensify early afternoon. And then... by later this evening into tonight, the wind should die down overnight, finally. We're going to have, again, a very, very windy day today with a slight chance of maybe a little bit of moisture coming our way here or there, but not much, little or no accumulation. But what we will have is the winds and cooler temps as we'll only top out about 43 today after being near 70 the last couple of days. Going to stay in the 40s on Friday as well and throughout the weekend before we have a bit of a warm-up to start next week, and then the usual midweek disturbance still scheduled to come in again next week. We'll get all that figured out again on Friday when Cody Wilson, Denver and Front Range Weather, comes in and joins us. Well, no matter what when that weather comes or when the time comes, you know that you want to make sure that your vehicle is dependable. There's nothing worse in crappy weather than going out, trying to get going to head out, and your vehicle won't work. That doesn't happen when you do regular maintenance with Auto Tailor, or maybe something big has gone wrong with your vehicle. You want to know who you can trust? You can trust Brent and the crew at Auto Tailor. Finding the right mechanic, you know, if you haven't done it yet, if you haven't found that person you're comfortable with, see if you can't be comfortable with Auto Tailor, because everybody who stops in there is. They do top-notch work, great customer service, and they truly care about you as an individual. I want to make sure that your vehicle runs the way you need them. They are at 16th Street and 10th Avenue in Greeley, Auto Tailor. Be sure to pop in and see them today. More Good Morning NoCo coming up. We'll be visiting with Miles Blumhardt of the Coloradoan on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back in. Good morning, NoCo. 8:38 on a Thursday morning, the first day of March Madness, the start of the best 4 days in sports. We're in the Aloe Fiber Studios. I'm Tanner Schwint, Brian Gary, Angel Padilla doing the production work as well. Joining us now up on the line, Miles Blumhardt from the Fort Collins, Colorado. And Miles, how are you, my friend?
Oh, it's a great day, right? Start of the NCAA tournament.
It is. One of the best days.
Happy about that. I love AM sports.
Yes.
You know,
anytime there's a sporting event in the morning, it's fantastic. Miles, I got a question for you, though. We talked last week. You were reffing a game, one of the 1A state basketball games. Did you hear me heckling you? Because I certainly was.
Oh, no. The good thing about me is I'm older, and once there's some crowd noise going, I can't hear. In fact, I've missed some coaches' timeouts because I can't hear once the crowd noise. So that's the one good thing about getting older. Did you heckle me?
I did.
How were we?
I was yelling a couple times, but it was funny because so I was sitting in the Stratton area, and everybody knew that I knew you at that point because I'm like, yeah, I know Miles Blumhardt. And the first couple times, there were some calls that you were nailing, man. You were right on it. And then as soon as they had, it was a questionable call to the one team, they're like, what's with your guy? And I'm like, do you think he's just going to give you every single call? Like, we can't do that.
So that worked for you to go in there and say, I know Miles Blumhardt, and they actually smiled at you and
they
thought
did.
That was a cool thing?
They did.
Because I bring that up any restaurant I go into or anything. I say, you know, I know Miles Blumhardt, and they look at me like, who?
Yeah.
That's it. But so,
exactly.
But I'm trying, man. I really am. And that is cool when we have that selective hearing at our age. I think any married man develops that as a survival skill.
Yeah, absolutely. But it does. I really can't. I can't, you know, I can't hear much. And I can hear the crowd noise, and if somebody yells really, really loud, I can hear it. But, yeah, well, hopefully we did the team's justice, and I think Stratton actually got beat that game, so sorry about that.
They did, but, no, every once in a while when you came up to the scorer's table and were reporting a foul, man, I was yelling, come on, Sodak! Which was... Everybody's like, what is he calling him? Is that a new offensive word that he's calling
him? I'm going to call all refs Sodak.
Yeah,
that's what
right.
We call him now.
It's a new trend we started, Miles.
I could have flipped you some gang signals from
there. That wouldn't surprise me if you did, Miles. All right, let's dive in. We're talking NCAA tournament today. Who do you have winning it, Miles?
Well, because I've watched very little college basketball other than CSU, I have taken who else but Houston.
You got the favorite in there, huh?
Yeah. Well, you know, what are you going to do? If you don't know what you're doing, you got to go with the favorite.
I kind of agree with that. We were talking, too, that I can't name you a player who's in the tournament. I pay attention to our local schools, and then when the tournament comes around, I'll pay attention to that. Regular season college basketball, I don't know anything about. And yeah. I ended up in my pool, in my bracket, I ended up having four number ones as my final four, Miles.
Well, I mean, it happens. We have a family pool, and like 2 years ago, I had two of my final four teams were out like in the first six games. So, no, I'm not kidding. I'm like, well, okay, I guess I'm just going to drink the rest of the tournament.
I don't know why I took UNC Asheville.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah. What was it? Is it Farley Dickinson? Is that a team that played last night? Yeah, all the way, baby.
Yeah, Chris Farley and Angie Dickinson have teamed up on a team.
Ooh, good one. And Angie Dickinson, you know, Tanner's not going to get that one.
No, he's not, but she's from North Dakota, and I'll never forget Pepper Johnson on Police Woman.
All right.
There you go. Yeah.
All right, Miles. Well, let's dive into some stuff here. The tensions are mounting in between ranchers and the people in charge of these wolves.
Yeah, it's too bad, right? For 4 months, these wolves did nothing to livestock, right? So, and cattle dogs up in North Park. Mainly, if you talk to the ranchers, it's because three of them got shot up in Wyoming. So that splintered the pack. So instead of having like seven, because we believe the breeding female died before. So instead of having seven in a pack, which they could kill just, you know, about anything they wanted, right? Because they had enough mouths there. Now they can't because most of them, they're seeing like one or two at a time. And that makes it very difficult because those wolves, when they're only at that number, usually aren't big enough to take down cows, and the cows are protective enough of their calves that they can't kill them. However, the two collared wolves that they just recollared in early February, the breeding male of the pack and one of its male pups, killed a working cattle dog and a pet dog Monday night into Tuesday up in North Park.
And so the response from the farmers up there, obviously, is anger at this point. Are they still being cooperative with the people, and vice versa? Are the people in charge of these wolves being cooperative with the ranchers? Is there at least still some form of understanding going on between the two?
Yeah, really, things had they were getting pretty heated until those wolves got shot up in Wyoming, and then there wasn't depredations on livestock. And then most of the focus was really from both the pro-wolf and those who don't want reintroduction. It was on the process of coming up with the state recovery plan. And so, you know, there was a lot of the tensions were focused towards that. But now with these dogs being killed, I was up there actually the day that this happened. I didn't know about it, but we were up talking to three different ranchers up there. Who have had depredations and it's now, when I talked to them yesterday, it's back to right away. They're just not happy. And the reason they're not happy is because there's no lethal means to kill these two wolves because they are classified as endangered.
No, and this is my opinion. I won't talk for Miles. I won't talk for Brian. But when you put something as serious as the reintroduction of an apex predator to a ballot, there's a lot of things that don't get taken place, get taken care of ahead of time, like the reparations for the lost cattle, like these other aspects of what can we do? Is it, you know, if they catch them in the act of trying to attack my herd, can you shoot them? Hell, last night I was out checking the cattle, and here's a coyote out in my field. You know, the first thing you do is you try and kill them legally. That is how you handle it, and that was not set up because of the process that this went through for the reintroduction of wolves into the state of Colorado, right, Miles?
Yeah, there's a couple things there. One, the ranchers are being compensated.
They are.
When there are confirmed kills, they are. There is a special fund set up already for those, because you have to remember, right, these are not reintroduced wolves. These are wolves that naturally migrated down and had a pack of six pups. So they are getting compensated. So far, according to my count, there are I think there's five cows, four dogs, and three calves that have been confirmed killed by wolves. Eight of those cases have been paid out in just at about $13,000. So there is that. There is compensation, and there will be compensation from the Proposition 114 that went through too, and they're negotiating that now. That final plan will come out May 3rd and 4th.
Have we actually reached the official reintroduction phase yet?
No, what they'll do is they'll reintroduce those wolves most likely probably next December.
So we're still that far out?
Yeah, because they really, the optimal time to reintroduce those animals is in the winter.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're going to go. So the other thing that's happening is, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the Colorado Parks and Wildlife, has requested the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to go for a 10J rule, which then would allow lethal take of wolves, depredating wolves. And the problem with that may not be decided before these wolves are reintroduced. That's going to cause a big problem.
Is it just me, or is right now, is wolf activity on the rise, even though we haven't introduced them? Have they just heard this could happen and want to show us what they do?
You know, yeah. Actually, they were much more active when the pack was running together. They have not been real active since that pack splintered. So, and that's why it was kind of nice, because then, you know, the tensions would go down. But here's the problem. Cattle are one thing. The dogs, it gets really personal with these ranchers, and that's what they were saying yesterday. It's really personal.
It is, because that's an extension of the family there, Miles. I want to go back to what you were talking about with the reparations for this. $13,000, was that for the eight head loss, the five cows and the three calves? Is that where that was from?
Yeah, so there's five cows that were compensated. I think there were two dogs, the two early dogs. There was two killed, in the first month that these wolves started killing. And then I believe there's three calves that they paid for.
Okay, so the dogs were included
total.
In that.
Yeah, so your working cattle dogs are covered. I don't believe the pet dog is going to be covered.
No, it's interesting, and you know, I just sit here and start doing some of the math on it, you know, and I'd be curious how the breakdown of that is, because right now we're seeing, you know, the cattle market going crazy, you know, the prices are just skyrocketing right now. How do you put a value on it? Is it the value of the time that it happened? Like, what is that process like? Because you just break it down, you know, with all those numbers, and you're looking over $1,000 a head, but, you know, these pairs, good pairs are selling for well over that.
Yeah, what they do is they pay fair market value at the time of death.
Okay.
Yeah, and so I think generally, I believe the cows, I believe, were around, I don't know, 2,000 a piece, maybe.
Yeah.
And I think most of the calves are maybe half that, or maybe even less, because some of them, you know, were really small. But again, as the ranchers will tell you, okay, I've lost a cow, a breeding cow, right?
Right.
But I'm not getting paid for all of the other calves that cow would have had.
100%, which is true.
I mean, that's the way it is now. With the under the new plan that will come out, there will be some added compensation for that.
Oh, there is. Okay. See, and
there's a ratio. Yeah, there's a ratio.
That makes sense, because, yes, you know, I'm sure the payout process, whenever you're talking about, you know, the government handling something like this, I'm sure the payout process takes some time. So unless you go and get that check and you go straight to the sale barn and buy another one, you know, the way the market's going, that's only going to continue to go up. So it just, there's a whole mess on that back end. Very fascinating stuff, Miles. Thanks for digging in on that side. All right, let's jump over to this story, which I'm perplexed by, and our GM Brady Hole jumped in here yesterday and asked me this question. I couldn't give an answer for him. Why is it illegal to go shed antler hunting? Why is that illegal?
Yeah, well, it's really illegal to protect wildlife during winter, especially like elk and deer, because during the winter, obviously they're in stress, right? Because of, especially in big snow years like this. So if you look, there's a number of public recreational areas that are closed in winter because there's the winter migration, the elk winter on these grounds. So there is precedence that some of these places, they don't want recreationists disturbing the wildlife, and that's why they don't want people out there shed hunting. But the problem with it is, so shed hunting is illegal from January 1st till April 30th. And then by then, you know, we're coming out of winter and people start looking for sheds, and it is extremely popular.
Oh, man.
Yes, it is. Because, you know, for elk antlers, if they're brown, so the best antlers are brown, the second ones are white, and then the other ones are chalky. But for, you know, if you have brown elk antlers, you can get $12 to $16 a pound. And, you know, those might weigh like, you know, one of them might weigh like 20 pounds. So, you know, there's some money to be made. A lot of people use them for, you know, you see the chandeliers and whatever. The problem is, see, people start sneaking out there before May 1st, and that's why it's kind of a big deal. They start going out there now when they're not supposed to.
I know people who get in line up. They love to get these things for decorations, for doing projects. And a lot of people I've seen using them for chew toys for dogs.
Yes, I mean, you know, that's another thing. It's really no different than those who mushroom hunt.
Yeah.
I mean, mushroom hunting is a big thing. It doesn't have a season like shed antlers, but it's got and I don't know if it's called a cult following, but it's got a strong following.
Mushroom hunting.
Hey, we used to go hunting morel mushrooms.
Those are the best ones, right?
Yeah, down by the river bottoms, when you'd go down there and they would come in, they were absolutely delicious.
Yeah, they are unbelievably good.
I think I've figured out Aaron Rodgers' retirement plan when he eventually retires. Jake Plummer's already doing it, man. He's found a lot of those shrooms.
You realize those two refer to me as Yoda?
Yeah. Good Lord. Goodness.
How do you put up with him, Tanner?
Eventually it's going to take medicine or those mushrooms. Yeah. It's going to take one of those two to do so, Miles. Miles Blumhart with the Fort Collins, Colorado. And Miles, really always appreciate having you on the show. I don't know what you're doing tomorrow, but we're going to be out at the Eaton Country Club for a college basketball watch party. We'd love to have you come out and join us.
Ooh, what time are you going to be out there?
10 a.m. to 4 p.m., baby.
Okay, maybe I'll be more on the back end of that.
Okay.
Okay, maybe, and we'll share a beverage of choice.
Yes, I'd love 100%. That, Miles. The first round's on Brian. So appreciate it, Miles.
I love it. You take care, gentlemen.
You too, Sodak.
I love it.
All right, see you, buddy. There's Miles Blumhart, Fort Collins, Colorado in there. The wolf thing still gets me incredibly fired up. It hits home for me. I know the cattle.
It hits home for a lot of people in the ag industry especially.
Yeah.
Because those are the ones who really have to deal with what happens as far as when people vote to reintroduce and so forth. Most of the people, the majority, I think, who vote don't really know what it is they're doing. They just think that I want to help animals
again,
which I understand the heart of, but we need to look into the agricultural impact.
I say let's release them in Boulder and in downtown Denver. That'll solve a lot of problems. Hey, 54 the time, let's get the latest in the nerd world. Here's Micah Kilpatrick. Hey, 57 the time. We're about an hour away from the first NCAA games tipping off and getting underway. Excited about that. Of course, we'll have all the action for you here on KFK, which means no coach speak and no whole show today or tomorrow. The fellas got the couple of days off. But remember, as I just invited Miles out, we invite all of you to come join us at the Eaton Country Club. McCarty's at the Eaton Country Club for a college basketball watch party. $50 gift cards every hour given away. Come and go as you please. Big thanks to A1 Organics for giving away those gift cards as well. Going to be a blast tomorrow. I've been looking forward to this for a while.
Yeah, we all have. Since last year, to be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, as soon as we got done with that, it's like, we got to do this again.
Yeah, it's our third one now. I think it's our third annual college basketball watch party.
It's just a great time to get together with a bunch of friends. We'd love to meet you.
Yeah.
You know, if we haven't met you yet, we would love to meet you. Sit down and watch a little basketball, but just get to know you a little bit. We're all going to be hanging out there. Great opportunity to come out and see some of the crazy people that make all of this, you know, get together, because I think a lot of our folks are going to be out there.
Oh, so, yeah. No, I believe everybody will be out there. So make sure you come and see us tomorrow at McCarty's, 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. All right, Matt Johnson scheduled to join us coming up, but he had a little bit of a conflict, so not sure if he's going to make it in time or not, but we're going to try and talk with Matt Johnson coming up in the fourth and final hour. We've got Backpage News still to get into, still lots to get into as well throughout the course of the day right here on Good Morning NOCO, presented by Air Solutions on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.